This is KERA News. I'm Duahli Zaikautau. The softball team at North Central Texas College will open its season Friday. It will be the women's first game since an 18-wheeler crashed into the team bus last September, killing four athletes. Pitcher Bailey Buchanan is still recovering from that awful night 4 months ago when her team was returning home to Gainesville from a game in Bethany, Oklahoma.
I broke my pelvis, broke three vertebrae, and had a pretty significant puncture wound on my left hip.
She also blew out her left knee in the accident.
Emotionally and physically, you have days where, you know, everything just hits you hard, and you have days where it's just like back like it was before the accident, but we help each other through it all. Like, no matter whose ups and downs it is, we're all there together.
Infielder Rachel Hitt was also on the bus and ruptured her spleen.
I went out over Christmas break and it still had 2 centimeters to heal, so I go back in another 3 months to see what progress it's made.
She says not a day passes when she doesn't think about the four who died: Brooke Deckard, Megan Richardson, Caitlin Woodley, and Jaden Pelton.
They were all great girls and inspired all of us. That's why we're going to play for them and keep going as they would want us to.
Coach Taylor Christian says her team has been flooded with support since day one.
It's overwhelming to us just to see, even today, we still get something in the mail here and there that reminds us of it and lets us know that people out there are still pulling for us.
But that first game day will be a tough one, she says.
There will never be a day that we step on that field that we don't think about them. They're always with us. They're always in our hearts. And we see that out there. There's little moments that you just get a glimpse and you're reminded of all four of them in some special way. And they'll be with us all year and for the years to come.
The North Central Texas College Lady Lions play against Southwestern Assemblies of God University at Darwin Field in Gainesville Friday at noon. Duahli Saikautau, KERA News.